with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. economy grew at a surprisingly strong 4.3% annual rate in the third quarter, the most rapid expansion in 2 years. As holiday retail season draws to a close, the economy is driven by consumers who continue to spend in the face of ongoing inflation. Economist Steve Moore.
Some of the trade deals, many of the trade deals that he's been able to negotiate have been fantastic. We're talking about well over $1 trillion of foreign investment coming into the United States.
And Moore made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Julia Walker reports on historic New Year's Eve ball drop preparations to celebrate the country's 250th anniversary.
This New Year's Eve in Times Square will offer even more at midnight. It's the combined kickoff to America 250. Rosie Rios is the chair of the organization.
The ball is going to glow red, white, and blue right after the countdown. For the first time ever, there will be a second wave of confetti. It will all end with America the Beautiful.
In celebration of the start of America's 250th anniversary and a year of getting all Americans to participate in the largest year of service.
We are making 2026 the largest year of volunteer hours ever aggregated by our country.
Julie Walker, New York.
Heavy storms slammed Southern California this week, producing the region's wettest Christmas in years. And this man lives nearby some of the worst flooding.
We like it here so much, we're never going to move no matter what happens. We've had to evacuate 3 or 4 times. We've been through it all, so, and we're still here, so we're not moving.
Heavy storms slammed Southern California this week, producing the region's wettest Christmas, and also firefighters were forced to rescue some 100 residents. This is SRN News. The church would appear to be divided on the issue of abortion.
According to a poll of regular churchgoers released by the Family Research Council, 26% believe that abortion is not acceptable under any circumstance. 19% say the procedure is only acceptable when the mother's life is at risk, while 12% feel that abortion is okay if the unborn baby will suffer from significant mental or physical defects. The survey also reveals that nearly one-third of churchgoers have no opinion on abortion. Michael Harrington reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Department of Health and Human Services has unveiled a series of regulatory actions designed to keep children from undergoing sex change operations. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy says this is not medicine, it's malpractice. This is SRN News. The post-Christmas rush is on. Millions of people on the prowl for post-Christmas deals, getting in line for holiday returns. Holiday spending topped last year's, but also saw the emergence of a number of new trends. People, for example, hitting thrift stores more often than ever before, and many started their shopping earlier because of what they're calling Christmas creep. China is imposing sanctions on 20 U.S. defense companies.
Beijing is imposing sanctions on 20 U.S. defense companies and 10 executives after the Trump administration last week announced large-scale arms sales to Taiwan. The companies include Northrop Grumman and Boeing in St. Louis. Their assets in China have been frozen, and Chinese organizations and individuals can no longer deal with them.
And that is correspondent Donna Warder. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.